السلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear respect brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله the brother who are downstairs, if you need to get the reward, come around us, sit down in a class. It's a great benefit from that. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله. Any kind of group gathering in any house of Allah سبحانه وتعالى يتدارسون يقرؤون كتاب الله to recite the book of Allah or يتدارسون كتاب الله or to study the word of Islam إلا ونزلت عليهم السكينة. الله will send upon them the sakina, tranquility. وغشيتهم الرحمة. And Allah will shower them with the mercy. وحفتهم الملائكة. And the malaika will be surrounded. So any kind of people in a class, if Allah remove the screen, you will find wallahi, the malaika, the angel are surrounded all around us. And if they will say any dua, oh Allah forgive ourselves, say what? Ameen. The malaika will say Ameen after you. And the malaika, when they said Ameen, the dua will be accepted or not accepted. So be in the class, be surrounded, because you will be surrounded by the angel. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah will mention every single person who sit in a class. Allah will mention them in the front of all the angels. So be in the class, because class is fard also, inshallah ta'ala. I have a topic today, exactly, it's very important, the topic. I will not go for number one now, and number two, I will go for number three. To show you actually very important matters, because it's from Islam. I will say the hadith, inshallah, will go around. This will help us to understand the number one and number two. Number three, in the beige. Sister, I give you, I sent some pages for you, sister, the upstairs, inshallah. You can take one. عن أبي هريرة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفطرة خمس الختان والاستحداد وقص الشارب وتقليم الأظافر ونتف الإبط متفق عليه الإمام الألباني. When we say the word of متفق عليه, it's mean agreed upon. What's agreed upon? The five scholars of the hadith, the most famous, Al-Bukhari wa Muslim and the other, agreed upon. That's mean authentic hadith. Let we see this hadith, inshallah. Inshallah, brother Yunus, he's going to read it for us, inshallah.
Number three, right?
Three.
Abu Huraira reported God's messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as saying, the ancient prophetical sunnah, the Arabic word is fitr. Its basic meaning is the manner in which one is created. It is also used for the religion of Islam. But in this tradition, the meaning is said to be the sunnah followed by the prophet from of old. And therefore, it is translated above in accordance with this explanation. So the ancient prophetical sunnah has five characteristics. Circumcision, shaving with a razor, clipping the mustache, paring the nails and plucking out hairs under the armpit, Bukhari and Muslim.
Jazakallah khair. From this hadith, we're going to find five. It's a nature. It is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to follow. It is a manner in which one is created. Allah creating all of us with these five. Muslim actually has to follow these five. And the Prophet ﷺ, and this hadith is agreed upon from Abu Huraira, the Prophet ﷺ said five from the fitrah. Fitrah of the Muslim. When Allah you born, your mother deliver you in this life, he follow with five. Following with five. Number one, circumcisions. And when you find the word of circumcisions here, anytime you find a general word, it's for male and female. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he did not, Sheikh Lutfullah, the Prophet did not say circumcision for men. But when the Prophet throw the word and he say circumcision, one of the fitrah, that's mean male and female. It is a male and female. But for male will be obligatory. For female will be sunnah mukrama. That means it is what? Circumcision for girls is an honorable sunnah, but it should not be exurgated. The problem actually in certain country, those exactly who grow up according to tradition, they do something crazy about the girls when they make circumcision for the girls. They become very segregated. It means they go deep. Because circumcision is mean is the extra skin showing in the top of the private part of the woman. It's an extra. This extra actually the Islam came from the Sunnah, according to Sunnah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to just take lightly, not to go deep. Because if you go in deep and make circumcision for the girl and you go deep, that means you kill the girl actually in sex. She became what? Frigidity. It means she became cool. It's not good for her and not good for her husband. As we agree before, our class is open. You're not going to hear this in any masjid. They don't speak about it. But from our classes, we have to face every single thing because it is the sunnah. The Prophet mentioned it. So why not we go deep for explanation to show you. So let's we agree today. The circumcision for men are obligatory.
Mandatory.
Circumcision for the girl is?
Optional.
If the girl, she do it, it will be good. She will practice the sunnah and Allah will reward her for that. If the girl, she doesn't do it, there's nothing wrong about her. She's not a sinner. Her family is not a sinner. But it is mustahab. It's desirable for the girl in a healthy condition too. For herself and for her husband.
But some countries, you know, they follow.
I'm going to the same country now.
Yeah, so they make it so.
There is a girl, exactly woman in this masjid. Without mentioning the name. Back home in her country. They made this actually in the early age. What they did, they go deep. Because the Prophet, there is a hadith, Abu Dawood, he said, is not strong hadith. But it's mentioned in the Sunnah. I can give it to you. There is a woman in the Medina, her name is Umm Atiyya. Woman in Medina, her name is Umm Atiyya. She was a specialist to make the circumcision for the girl in Medina. She's known all over the Medina. Every girl, she need to be, her family need her exactly to make circumcision for her girl. They call Umm Atiyya. Fi milkin bani, radiallahu anha. The Prophet called her one day. Qala ya Umm Atiyya. Ya Umm Atiyya. The hadith is, I can print it for you, inshallah ta'ala. La tunhiki. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَحْظَى لِلْمَرْأَةِ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى الْبَعْلِ. It means actually don't be exaggerated. When you do this kind of procedures, do not go deep. Because it will be, if you make it lightly, you take only from the top, هَشُمِّي, just like you smell something, you don't go deep. He just cuts actually a little piece which is showing in the top of the private, sometimes some of the women like that. To cut it this piece, it will be good for the woman and will be also a beloved for the man. Because the woman here in this masjid, they did that early age with the girl. Most of the people, they make it in the early age with the girl. So when they did it for her, they became very segregated and they go deep and cause the woman completely not feel about any desire with her husband. She has children, But the problem, her husband complained because the woman, she became like a piece of snow, like a piece of cold. So when we do that, we, number one, remember this, we need a specialist. Not to give it to the woman around the corner of your town, because she has no idea about it. She can go deep and damage the girl. This is not recommended. Either to go with a doctor now, alhamdulillah, we're talking about in the time of the Prophet ﷺ and the early age, they don't have doctors. But the woman, she was famous in Medina to do this kind of procedures. But today we recommended a female doctor companion. Female doctors, not a male doctors. If you don't find a female doctor from the Muslim side, you could go for the female, a disbeliever, like a Christian and Jew, to do this kind of procedure for the girl. Again, I said it's not obligatory. It's not a mandatory for the girl. She's not a sinner if she doesn't do that. But if she need to go according to the fitrah, the nature, the characters of the Muslim, which Allah creating all of us with it, inshallah ta'ala, you could do that and you will be rewarded, inshallah ta'ala. This is actually in the sunnah. So, al-khitan, khitan is mean circumcision for men, are obligatory. For women, our sunnah, mukarrama, it's mean is honorable sunnah to do it. Purifying, it's healthy for the girl and good for her husband too, and not to go deep. So subhanallah wa la hawla illa billah. So the number one, if we find a general word like this, the prophet, he throw the word circumcision, it should be for who? That is the dalil that girl can go for circumcision. Because a lot of Muslim country today, they forbid, they process a law to forbid to make this kind of procedure for the girl. A lot of Muslims, included Egypt. If they discover any doctor going for this kind of circumcision for the girl, they put him in a jail. You find it in a Muslim country, except actually that in the place in Yemen, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf area, it's famous there. Yeah. I don't know about the Indian culture. They said no. The process alone, they don't do that for.
Not that I know of, or not that I heard.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
In our subcontinent.
Barakallah feekum. But I prove it for you when the Prophet ﷺ said circumcision. Circumcision, and he did not specify who is this male or female. That's mean for both. So it is sunnah. Yes, we are allowed to do it. Whoever gonna say haram, he has to give us the dalil, it is haram. That is exactly. Number two, fitra also, fitra, the manner in which one is created with, shaving with a razor, sunnah. It is Muslim, the Muslim who follow the sunnah is better in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. And when we say shaving with a razor, shaving what? Huh? Help me, shaving what?
Around the
aura, around the private parts. You find the Muslim today became, wa la'uzu billah, Muslim became like the disbeliever. In the summertime, most of the disbeliever, they wear undershirts. And when actually you see them in a train, raising the hand up, you find 5 kilos of hair, in the right side, and 5 kilos, they are so proud to leave this. And you, if you go deep, you're going to find cockroach, and everything you can imagine. And this is producing the end what? Bad smelling or good smelling? Somebody going to tell me I use nutrition or something, or say, no matter what you use it, if you have a hair, heavy hair, underarm, or around exactly the area, anyone, all of us who are men and who female can hear me too. If the woman, she leave a hair also and the man around the private part, he will reduce bad smelling. It is not good and not healthy too for both of them, male and female. So it's from the sunnah to shave.
Isn't it the sunnah say at least every 40 days a man should
shave? Yeah, there is a sunnah actually, tradition, but it's not authentic for 40 days. I think 40 days is too much too. You understand, if you leave it for 40, some people they leave it for a couple of years, mashallah. So some people they like historical stuff, so to leave it exactly like a museum. طيب, when we say exactly shaving with a razor, let's also include the beard. The Muslim, at least if you feel bad and you need to shave, leave it lightly. How are you going to drink from the water of the Prophet ﷺ from Al-Kawthar? He will recognize you when you follow his sunnah. So I advise the brother kindly, it's not an obligation again, but exactly we have some Muslim without beard. I don't say anything about them. There is no any comment about them. But it's better for you to do it, because actually to die with the sunnah is better than not to die without the sunnah, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. So we add this number two. Number three. Qassu sharib. Clipping the mustache. Muslim has to be different than the disbeliever. If you go actually and you find rabbis and the priests, their mustache came and covered the lips. And this is not good. So the Prophet ﷺ بينيد قال احلق حفوا الشوارب اطلقوا اللحى. Leave your beard, the Prophet ﷺ said that. وَحُفُّ الشَّوَارِبِ clipping your mustache, cut your mustache. And be different, وَخَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, be different than the mushrik. So it's from the sunnah also, for the Muslim not to leave the hair of the mustache to cover his lips. Could you imagine actually somebody, Sheikh Yunus, he has a very heavy mustache. And when he drinks the milk, or drink the yogurt, what's going to happen to you exactly? It's going to stick. Or the food itself. Yeah, especially the Muslim, mashallah, they love food. The Muslim, include myself. They love food too much, especially when you eat biryani and the delicious goat in Indian style. Bengali, Bangladesh, Pakistani style. Very delicious. When you eat it, and your mustache will be exactly wetted by exactly the delicious sauce which come from all the food. And people, when you come and kiss you, ya akhi, what happened here? It's just like that. I have just to eat biryani. MashaAllah. I love biryani too much. Anyway. So it's the sunnah to actually clipping your mustache. Number two, the next one, taqlimul azafir. Bearing the nails, cutting the nails. There is a hadith they said every Friday. There is no any evidence for that. Some Muslim actually, mashallah, the nail is growing very slow. Some of the other Muslim, the nails is growing very fast. So exactly, especially actually the brother actually the, from African community. Mashallah, they are very strong. And you find them, they need to exactly to cut the nails every single day. Because mashallah. So anyway, it is from the sunnah is to cut your nails also. Number four. Natful ibt. Blocking out the hair. Cut the hair. Underarm bit. It is from the sunnah not to leave it for a long time. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, if Allah give us life in Tuesday, I will meet you to go in detail about the first and number one and first and number two. May Allah reward every one of you. Barakallah fikum. Enjoy the last week. Inshallah, the long weekend. Inshallah. Barakallah fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.